الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحج أشهر معلومات فمن فرض فيهن الحج فلا رفث ولا فسوق ولا جدال في الحج وما تفعلوا من خير يعلمه الله وتزودوا فإن خير الزاد التقوى واتقون يا أولي الألباب صدق الله العظيم قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من حج لله فلم يرفث ولم يفسق رجع كيوم ولدته أمه أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم Respected ulama kiram, elders and beloved brothers in Islam, as we are well aware, from the first of Shawwal commence that period of the Islamic year which is referred to as the Ayyam-e Hajj, the days of the Hajj. And whilst it is impossible for every one of us every year to go for Hajj, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this pillar of Islam, has made this fundamental obligation such an act of ibadat which is universal. That is, these days and the amal of Hajj that is carried out is symbolic not only for the Hujjaj but for the entire ummah of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in whichever corner of the globe they reside in. There are certain lessons and certain important obligations that through this amal of Hajj, each year the entire ummah is reminded about. We find that this very act of Hajj itself is extremely unique in the manner in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded humanity with it. The occasion of Jumu'ah, unfortunately, is too limited a platform in which to do justice to this discussion. However, very briefly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to the structure or the building of the Baytullah in the Qur'an, وَإِذْ بَوَّأْنَا لِإِبْرَاهِيمَ مَكَانَ الْبَيْتِ أَلَّا تُشْرِكْ بِي شَيْئًا إِلَىٰ آخِرِ الْآيَةِ, where the reconstruction of the Baytullah, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam and his son Ismail alayhi salam carries it out. On that occasion, Allah Ta'ala commands Ibrahim alayhi salam that wa'adhin fi nasi bil hajj, that O Ibrahim, issue or extend the invitation for hajj to the entire humanity. To try and appreciate the dilemma that was facing Ibrahim alayhi salam at this command of Allah Ta'ala, we should in our mind's eye not picture the Makkah of today, but turn the clock back 4,500 years and picture Makkah of that time, which Quran describes Wadin Ghairi Dhi Zara, a valley without vegetation, no form of life, desert in every direction, black arid rock. And Ibrahim alayhi salam is commanded, proclaim the invitation for Hajj to the entire humanity. There is no one there. So he says, وَمَا يَبْلُغُ صَوْتِي, that Ya Allah, who is going to hear this announcement or this call or this invitation? Allah Ta'ala says to Ibrahim alayhi salam, أَذِّنْ وَعَلَيْهِ الْبَلَاغُ, that O Ibrahim, you carry out my command and extend the invitation, conveying that invitation, that is my responsibility. Ibrahim alayhi salam climbs onto the mountain of Abu Qubays. For those of us that have been, when you're standing in the haram, if you look beyond the minarets, the king's palace where it is erected today, that is the mountain of Abu Qubays. Ibrahim alayhi salam climbs onto this mountain and he says, Ya ayyuhan nas, inna Allah ta'ala amarakum bihajj hadha al-bayt. O people, O humanity, Allah is commanding you to make hajj of this house. Miraculously, Allah Ta'ala made it such that every person alive on the surface of the earth at that time heard this announcement of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Those fetuses which were developing in the wombs of the women of humanity heard the announcement of Ibrahim alayhi salam. And the souls of every human being to be born till Qiyamah in Alam-e-Arwah also heard the announcement of Ibrahim alayhi salam. And according to tawfiq from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, selection and choice from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the response to this announcement varied. Some remained silent, some recited the labbaik once, some recited it several times, and Allah ta'ala has taken upon himself, according to the number of times that the labbaik was recited, that number of times Allah ta'ala took upon himself that person, whenever he is born on this earth till Qiyamah, will make Hajj of Baytullah that number of times. Why was this invitation extended? Inna Allah ta'ala amarakum bihajj hadha al-bayt liyuthibakum bihi al-jannah wa yujirakum min adhab an-nar. Why is Allah calling you? Ibrahim alayhi salam says, because Allah wants to reward you for this Hajj with His Jannat. وَيُجِيرَكُمْ مِنْ عَذَابِ النَّارِ. And Allah Ta'ala wants to save you and protect you from the azab of Jahannam. This is why He is calling you for Hajj. And this is why it should be the tamanna and the desire in the heart of every mu'min to carry out this command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those who have been blessed and those who this year are going for Hajj, in this is Basharat and glad tidings that several thousand years before you were even brought into this world, Allah Ta'ala had already decided to bless you with Ziyarat of Baytullah, and Allah has decided to give you His Jannat and save you from His Jahannam. So accept the invitation and the call that is given to you by Allah. Al-Hujjaj wal-Ummar wafdullah. Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that those who will make Hajj and those who will make Umrah, these are the delegation of Allah. Wafdullah. Yu'tihim ma sa'alu. Because they are Allah's delegation, whatever they ask from Allah, Allah will give it to them. وَيَسْتَجِيبُ لَهُمْ مَا دَعَوْا. Whatever dua they make to Allah Ta'ala, Allah will accept their dua. وَيُخْلِفُ عَلَيْهِمْ مَا أَنْفَقُوا. Whose house are you visiting? Allah's house. When a wedding is taking place or a function is taking place, aam da'wat is given, aam invitation. But the select and special guest, special mehman, if they're living in another town, their travel expenses is borne by the host. Whilst they attend that function, their hotel expenses are borne by the host. Why? Because these are the special guests. When Allah, who is Ghani, completely independent, Allah, who is not in need of us, when Allah calls us to His house, look at the manner in which Allah has raised the martaba and the status of the haji. When in Quran Allah Ta'ala says, Allah commands, normally when a function is to take place, the place is cleaned. You sweep it and clean it. Who did Allah command to clean His house for the Hujjaj? Allah commands, أَمْ طَهِّرَا بَيْتِيَ لِلطَّائِفِينَ وَالْقَائِمِينَ وَالرُّكَّعِ السُّجُودِ. Allah commands Ibrahim alayhi salam and Ismail alayhi salam, Jalilul Qadr Anbiya, Allah puts the broomstick in their hands that you clean my house for the Hujjaj that are coming towards my house. Allah is raising their martaba. وَيُخْلِفُ عَلَيْهِمْ مَا أَنْفَقُوا. And Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, any expense that is incurred in the journey of Hajj or Umrah, Allah will pay you back. Allah takes it upon Himself. Allah will pay you back. And because it is Allah, Allah will pay you according to His shan. Ad-dirham bi-alf alf dirham. For every coin that you will spend, Allah takes it upon Himself that He will give you back 1 million times in return. 1 million times in return. That is why Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, تَابِعُوا بَيْنَ الْحَجِّ وَالْعُمْرَةِ. If you have the ability, make Hajj upon Umrah, upon Hajj upon Umrah, because going again and again to Baytullah, if you have the ability, will cause poverty and nifaq to be removed from you, like how fire will cleanse the rust that is found in metal. This, we know our deen is based on five pillars. Shahadat of La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, Salah, Zakat, fasting, and Hajj. There are certain peculiarities, special characteristics that are found with this amal of Hajj that are not found in the other pillars of Islam. Allama Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi writes that the culmination, the perfection, the completion of deen occurred with Hajj. That is why it was the 9th of Zilhijjah, after Asr Salah, that this verse of the Quran, in the Hajj of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it was the day of Jumu'ah, that this verse was revealed, Al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum, wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati, wa raditu lakum al-islam deena. If you look deeply and break this verse up into several parts, we find that in this verse, first is an announcement from Allah. Al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum. That today I have completed my deen upon you. Then there is basharat, glad tidings from Allah. Wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati. I have completed my ni'mat, my bounty, my favor upon you. And then Allah places a seal upon this deen. وَرَضِيْتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينَا. And I have chosen Islam as your deen, Islam as your religion. Announcement, basharat, seal, and finally, elsewhere in the Quran, وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِي غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْ. Warning from Allah Ta'ala, that from now till Qiyamah, like whiteness can never be separated from milk, and like sweetness can never be separated from honey, and like fragrance can never be separated from a flower. In the same way, no matter how far mankind may advance technologically, whether he walks on the earth or he walks on the moon, whether it is the camel age, the space age, or the rocket age, regardless of which era or facet of human existence it may be, whether it is America, Europe, Africa, or Asia, from now till Qiyamah, if you want success, if you want dignity, if you want honor, if you want the love and the mercy of Allah Ta'ala, like whiteness can never be separated from milk, in the same way understand that till Qiyamah, it is the hatmi, unchangeable decision of Allah, that if you want success, then you have to come on the mold of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Taraktukum ala al-mahajjati al-bayda, layluha ka nahariya. It was on that hajj, after the revelation of this verse, that Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam invited and called out to humanity that I have left you on a clear road. There is no ambiguity in my deen Islam. There is no ambiguity in my way of life. Give all the excuses you want. Call yourself enlightened thinkers. Call yourself advanced Muslims, try and interpolate and change the deen of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In dunya you will be destroyed, in qabr you will be destroyed, and in akhirat you will face disgrace and destruction forever and ever. There is only one way, and that is the way of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This seal and this warning from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was issued in the Hajj of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ibrahim alayhi salam, coming back to the verse of the Quran, وَأَذِّنْ فِي النَّاسِ بِالْحَجِّ. O Ibrahim, issue the invitation to humanity of Hajj. يَأْتُوكَ. They will come to you. Mufassirin explained, it is doubtful whether in the lifetime of Ibrahim alayhi salam any person came to him for Hajj. In his lifetime, no one accepted this invitation. Yet why does Allah say, Ya'tuka, they will come to you? Allah should have said, Ya'tuni, they will come to me, to my Baytullah. Mufassirin explained that in cognizance of the 120 years of Qurbani of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, till Qiyamat, Allah made him the mezban and the host of Hajj, where Allah Ta'ala said, the whole of humanity will come to you, Ibrahim alayhi salam. Ya'tuka rijalan. They will come walking, وَعَلَىٰ كُلِّ ضَامِرِ, and on lean camels. Walking is mentioned first. Why in this is ishara an indication that the walking Hajj is superior. Sayyidina Ibn Abbas, radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma, who is known as Bahrul Ulum, the sea of knowledge, the cousin of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he was on his deathbed, he gathers his family members. And what is the wasiyat he gives them? He says, Man hajja min makkata mashiyan hatta yarji'a ila makka kutibat lahu bi kulli khatwatin 700 hasana min hasanati al-haram. He is Bahrul Ulum. He is on his deathbed, yet what wasiyat is he giving? He's saying to his children, that person, I've heard from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that person who leaves Makkah on foot to perform Hajj, till he returns back to Makkah, for every step, Allah will give him 700 hasanat, 700 rewards of the hasanat of the haram. So they asked him, wama hasanatul haram? What are the hasanat of the haram? He said, for every hasana, 100,000 hasanat. In other words, the Hajj which is performed on foot, for every step, Allah will give you 70 million rewards. يَأْتُوكَ رِجَالًا وَعَلَى كُلِّ ضَامِرٍ يَأْتُونِي مِنْ كُلِّ فَجٍّ عَمِيقٍ. Allah says, they will come for Hajj مِنْ كُلِّ فَجٍّ عَمِيقٍ. Every word of Quran is full of wisdom. These words, فَجٍّ عَمِيقٍ, deep, distant ravines of the earth. They will come from far and wide. Fajj means deep. Amiq means distant, bottom. What is ishara in this? That Allah says that the journey of Hajj is a journey from low ground to high ground. Is a journey from inferiority to superiority. The whole world is fajj, is amiq, is deep, is bottom, is distant, is low ground. Baytullah is awwal, arfa, athhar, azka. Baytullah is the highest. So every journey for Hajj is a journey from low ground to high ground. And within a person, if this Hajj is carried out correctly, then this journey for Hajj is a journey from the inferiority of the love and attachment of this dunya, a journey to seek your Allah, and to become the beloved of Allah. And if that Hajj is carried out correctly, then inwardly also, you will be cleansed to such an extent, that before you were low, now Allah has raised you. That is why, at the culmination of Hajj, which is Arafat, Quran says, فَإِذَا أَفَضْتُم مِّنْ عَرَفَاتٍ. Mufassirin explain, Allah is saying, when you leave Arafat, in Arabic, the word to leave is خَرَجَ يَخْرُجْ. Allah should have said, فَإِذَا خَرَجْتُمْ مِنْ عَرَفَاتٍ. Why does Allah say, فَإِذَا أَفَضْتُمْ, which means to overflow. When you overflow from Arafat, what does it mean? One meaning, when you look at the plains of Arafat, that night when the millions are leaving, it looks like a well that is overflowing. A sea of humanity. And a deeper meaning, if the Hajj is carried out correctly, then every cell, every vein, every drop of blood of your body will be overflowing with the nur and the love of Allah. فَإِذَا أَفَضْتُمْ مِنْ عَرَفَاتٍ. Now that you have drunk to your full from the cup of Allah's love, let that love of Allah and the nur of Allah from Arafat flow now to the entire humanity. Spread the nur and spread the love of Allah. When it came to salah, in the Quran, Allah makes salah farz. Aqimu salah. Inna salata kanat ala al-mu'minina kitaban mawquta. When it came to zakat, Allah said, Atu zakat. Khud min amwalihim sadaqatan tutahhiruhum. When it came to fasting, kutiba alaykum as-siyam, kama kutiba ala al-ladhina min qablikum. Yet when it came to Hajj, first of all, in the entire Quran, there is no pillar of Islam after which a surah of the Quran is named. There's no surah to salah, or surah to sawm, or surah to zakat. But Allah has named the surah of the Quran after Hajj, surah to al-hajj. When these other pillars of Islam were made farz,
Those who understand Arabic will understand or appreciate Atus Aqimus Salah, Atus Zakah, Kutib Alaykum Siyam. But for Hajj, the entire mode and expression of Quran changes. Walillahi, walillahi, ala nasi, hijjul bayt, man istata'a ilayhi sabila, wa man kafara, fa inna Allaha ghaniyun anil alameen. Not for salah, not for zakat, not for fasting did Allah bring His name. For hajj, the mode of expression changes. Walillah, Allah brings His name first. What does this walillah mean? Mufassirin explain, Allah is saying, walillah. That is, when you go to perform hajj, it is as if you are going to meet your Allah. This journey to Baytullah is a journey to meet Allah. That is why Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Hajarul Aswad yaminullahi fil ard yusafihu biha ahadakum yusafihu biha ibadahu kama yusafihu ahadukum akhahu." Or kama qala sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "Hajarul Aswad is the right hand of Allah on this earth." Allah will meet you, shake your hand with the Hajar-e-Aswad, just as one of you shakes the hand of his friend. This does not have a literal meaning. This is a symbolic meaning. There is no question of Allah's hand. This is just a way of expressing the love of Allah. وَلِلَّهِ الْمَثَلُ الْعَلَىٰ. There are no comparisons or parables with Allah. But when you go to the court of a king, and you go and shake his hand and kiss his hand, what are you saying? You are pleading allegiance to that king. And you are handing yourself over to that king. There are no comparisons with Allah, or comparisons, but understand it like this. When you kiss the Hajar-e-Aswad, or you make istilam of Hajar-e-Aswad, Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, think of it as the hand of Allah. In other words, this is ahad, this is covenant you are making with Allah. That, oh my Allah, my past life is over. I have come to hand myself over to you. That is why Hazrat Maulana Sayyid Khan Sahib, Rahmatullah Alayhi, a great alim, one of our elders, used to say that the Hajar-e-Aswad has the ability to seal the heart of a person on that tamanna and that jazba which he comes with. So if you come to Baytullah and in your heart is still the jazba and zeal of dunya, it will seal your heart on the love of dunya. And if you come to Baytullah and in your heart is the jazba and the zeal of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what was his Makkah? What was his Hajj? One is the farewell Hajj we know about. What about the 13 years in Makkah where every year he performed Hajj? Where he went tent to tent in Mina? What was the cry? What was the pain in the heart of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? He says that if you make Hajj with the jazba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with his cry, with his mizaj of da'wat, then the Hajar-e-Aswad will seal your heart on that. He used to say that if you will make gush in the alleys and the gullies of Makkah Mukarramah, you will get the anwarat of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And there is no other place on this earth that you will get that anwarat except Makkah Mukarramah. This is that place. We hear it over and over again. Make one salah 100,000 times the reward. 100,000 salah. Have you thought about it, what it means? What does it mean? In your local masjid, start your salah. What is 100,000 salah? It will take you 55 years, 6 months and 20 days to make 100,000 salah. One salah in Baytullah is 55 years of salah. 5 times salah, 277 years, 7 months and 10 days. Rewards are so great. With that we must understand, what is the responsibility that comes on the ummah? What is the mizaj of the haji supposed to be? Where is he going? Who is he going to meet? Walillah, Allah says you are going to meet your law. On one occasion, Ali radiallahu ta'ala is giving khutbah. In his khutbah, he addresses the people and he says that Allah has blessed me that in my mouth is the spit or the saliva of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And because of that, Allah has blessed me with the uloom. One Yemeni stands up, trying to make a fool of Ali. He says, I have a question. What is your question? Have you seen Allah? Have you seen Allah? Quran says, لا تدركه الأبصار وهو يدرك الأبصار وهو اللطيف الخبير. That Allah's greatness is such that the eyeballs cannot encompass Allah. Ali responds to this Yemeni and he says, yes, if I had not seen Allah, I would not have worshipped Him. Now this Yemeni is even more confused. He was trying to make a fool of Ali. And this is the response. He says, what do you mean? He says, لَمْ تَرَهُ الْعُيُونَ بِمُشَاهَدَةِ الْعَيَانِ وَلَكِنْ رَاتُهُ الْقُلُوبِ بِحَقِيقَةِ الْإِيمَانِ رَبِّي أَحَدٌ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ أَحَدٌ لَا ثَانِيَ لَهُ فَرْدٌ لَا مِثْلَ لَهُ لَمْ يُدْرَكُ بِالْحَوَاسِ وَلَا يُقَاسُ بِالْقِيَاسِ. A crippled English language will never be able to translate what he said. We'll try and attempt it just to give us an understanding. He says, I have not seen Allah with the sight of these eyeballs, but I have seen my Allah with the haqiqat and the nur of iman that is in my heart. My Allah is one. There is no equal with Him. My Allah is one. There is no second to Him. My Allah is alone. There is no comparison to Him. Neither the senses can imagine His greatness, nor the words can clothe His greatness in its true form. When this Yemeni hears this, he falls down unconscious. Such is the effect of the reply of Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Walillah, that Allah is saying to you, you are coming to my house, so come in a manner that is pleasing to me. Prepare yourself when you're going to an ordinary function in the ICC or here and there. You worry about your suit and tie and forget sunnah. You worry about where you're going, whose court you are going, where we are going. Now when you're going for Hajj, whose court are you going to? Malik bin Dinar, Rahmatullah alayhi, he says, once I was proceeding for Hajj, I saw this one youngster. He had raised his hand in dua. Ya man yasurruhu ta'at, wa la tadurruhu al-ma'asi, habli ma yasurruk, wa ghfir li ma la yadurruk. Oh my Allah, oh my Allah, who is pleased by His ibadat, and who is not harmed by His disobedience, grant me that which pleases You, and forgive me that which does not harm You. He says, I heard this dua, and then I looked at the youngster. People had put their ihram on, and they started saying the labbaik. The youngster was silent. I said to the youngster, why don't you say labbaik? He says, oh Malik, don't you fear that when you call out to that Allah, labbaik, Allahumma labbaik, oh my Allah, I am present, I am coming. Don't you fear that that heart which is full of guna, that heart which is full with the blackness of the love of this dunya, don't you fear that with that filthy heart, you are saying to Allah, to that pure Allah, I am coming to meet You, don't you fear that the response will be la labbaik, that your labbaik is not accepted? Malik bin Dinar says, I did not see that youngster for the entire Hajj. I only met him again on the 10th of Zilhijjah. When the people had already made qurbani and had come out of the ihram, I saw this youngster still in his ihram. He was crying and he raised his hand, Ya Allah, O my Allah, Inna nasa qad zabahu wa taqarrabu ilayk. Oh my Allah, the other people have made qurbani. They have made ibadat and they have gained Your closeness. وَلَيْسَ لِي شَيْءٌ أَتَقَرَّبُهُ بِهِ إِلَيْكَ. Oh my Allah, I don't even have the animal of qurbani. I don't have anything to give You, siwa nafsi, except my own life. فَتَقَبَّلْهُوَ مِنِّي. Oh Allah, accept my life for You. فَشَهِقَ شَهْقَةً وَخَرَّ مَيِّتًا. Malik bin Dinar says, the youngster said this, he let out a scream and passed away on the spot. This was the type of Hajj that the Salaf al-Salihin used to make in the Hajj of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One Sahabi on the 10th of Zilhijjah fell down from his camel and passed away. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, bury him in his ihram. Do not cover his head. Tomorrow on the Day of Judgment, he will wake up reciting the labbaik before Allah. This journey of Hajj is not only the journey for the Hujjaj. It is a reminder for the entire ummah of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ulama explain, Sayrul Qulub Ablag min Sayril Abdan. The journey of the heart is more important than the journey of the body. Kam min wasilin bi badanihi ilal bayt wa rabb qalbuhu munqati'un an rabbil bayt. How many people there are that physically have gone to Baytullah, physically are in front of the Kaaba, but their hearts are cut off from the Rabb of Kaaba. Their hearts are in the bazaars of Makkah and in the vain pursuits of Makkah. Wa kam min qa'idin ala firashihi fi baytihi wa qalbuhu muttasilun bil mahall al a'la. And how many people there are that are sitting on their beds at home with the tamanna and love of Baytullah in their hearts, unable to go, not for one second is their heart ghafil of Allah. Like the poet says, ilayka qasdi, ilayka qasdi rabb al bayti wal hijri, فأنت سؤلي من حجي ومن عمري وفيك سعي وتطوافي ومزدلفي والهدي نفسي الذي يغني عن الجزري. He says, oh my Allah, not the Hajj is my goal, not Tawaf is my goal, not Sa'i is my goal, not Muzdalifa is my goal. Ya Allah, you are my goal. You are my goal. Ilayka qasdi. I want your love, your closeness. وَالْهَدْيُ نَفْسِي. And the Qurbani animal is my own nafs, which does not need the knife of the butcher. The tawaf of Baytullah is not a tawaf around the house of Allah. We haven't understood what is Hajj. My respected brothers, tawaf of Baytullah is tawaf of the heart around the arsh of Allah. Every tawaf, every step is a reminder of that verse of the Quran. وَتَرَى الْمَلَائِكَةَ حَافِينَ مِنْ حَوْلِ الْعَرْشِ. Allah says, you will see my malaika parading around my arsh, yusabbihuna bihamdi rabbihim. This is a universal ibadat. Every year, through the Hajj, the entire ummah is reminded to accept the lessons of Hajj, to renew our commitment with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to make that firm intention that, Ya Allah, the Haji this year tied the ihram, my entire life in this world, I have tied the ihram away from your disobedience, and I will open the ihram on the day that I will meet you. May Allah give us tawfiq wa afir. Alhamdulillah.